From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. It's been nearly 2 years since Hurricane Irma slammed the Florida Keys, destroying or damaging thousands of homes. But homeowners in areas at high risk of flooding now have less than 2 weeks to apply with the county for a buyout. Helena Wetherington is Monroe County's Disaster Recovery Director.
The overall goal is to reduce community risk. So we will be purchasing these properties, demolishing the structures, and turning them into green space.
The state of Florida has set aside $10 million for the Florida Keys home buyout program. Applications need to be in before August 1st. In South Miami-Dade, there's a produce stand that's been an institution for nearly 60 years. But now the owners of Robert Is Here say its very identity is at stake. They're fighting a zoning proposal that allows high-occupancy apartment buildings to be built in the fields right across from it. WLRN intern Aaron Sanchez-Guerra has this report.
Big white letters read, Robert is here. They have welcomed people on their way to the Everglades with their exotic fruit, milkshakes, and petting zoo. It's located in South Miami-Dade, directly across 20 acres of agricultural land. The Trio Group is a real estate investment firm in Miami. They want to change the zoning to build 497 apartments on that land. Robert Moling started the stand when he was 6 years old. He fears that his namesake fruit stand and the area stand to lose their identity through this proposal.
It's not Robert is here, standing to lose. It's the community will lose. You never know what you're going to lose until it's gone.
He says there's no infrastructure to support this housing unless there were huge changes to the area.
It's stupid. I don't understand. This is only a 20-acre piece they're looking at. Right next to it is another 20 zoned the same way. They're going to want to change that. Then there's 66 acres next to that.
His worry is that the million visitors to the Everglades who pass by could miss the stand if there are apartment buildings blocking the view. Robert Is Here has gotten about 13,000 signatures in a petition to the Board of County Commissioners asking them to decline the zoning proposal. Robert Moling Jr. is sticking with his dad and his family's store.
We have a cult-like following on our social media, so we knew we could make some noise with that. We're not just going to take it laying down. We're gonna be a stick in the mud and fight for what's right.
The county commission is set to have a public hearing on the issue this Thursday. I'm Aaron Sanchez-Guerra in Redland.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.